Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
It is Friday. It is 8:15, which means...
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Driven by Auto Clearing Jeep and Ram Center. Online at autoclearing.com.
Okay, first one from Sheldon. The Proclaimers. I'm on my way. Sheldon hears, I'd have a juice and say I'm sitting on top of the world.
I'd have a juice and say I'm sitting on top of the world.
It's the thick Scottish accent there. Mm-hmm. It sounds like juice. I like it. Not the right lyrics. I'd have Al Jolson sing I'm sitting on top of the world.
I'd have Al Jolson.
I can't get over how you said juice there.
Juice.
Juice. What?
It's aggressive.
That's how Scottish people say juice.
Juice.
Juice. I'm imagining like...
Yes, I'll have the orange juice.
The juice is loose.
Anyway.
That was so aggressive. The next one. This one's from Candace. Kansas, carry on my wayward son. This is a classic. At the end, Candace hears hormones. Hormones.
I love that one.
The actual lyrics are no more.
Oh, my goodness. Last one. Tyler, Led Zeppelin, rock and roll. Tyler hears, can we be vague? Can we be vague? Can we be vague?
Can we be vague? Can we be vague? Can we be vague?
I don't know. Could you be more vague?
Can we be vague, please? I'm asking you three times here.
Not the right lyrics. Carry me back. Carry me back. Carry me back.
Carry me back. Carry me back. Carry me back.
Give me the
juice. That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics. Paper crumple time. If you hear anything else on Cruise that belongs on Cruise Confused Lyrics, we're doing it again Tuesday at 7:10. So give us a call or a text, 306-938-0963.
Sorry, what did you say? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I couldn't either. No one can, ever.
Motorola Razr.
You're so excited.
I can't even
talk. Remember the brand.
I should have just said the Razr. The legendary flip phone. It was 2004. It was first released. It went on to become... the best-selling phone of all time, obviously before iPhones came in and took that title away. But it was such a cool phone. It was super thin. It was a great flip. It had those backlit blue keys. Everything was sleek and really cool. I had a Razr, and I absolutely loved the phone. The big news now, though, is that they've come back with one.
Ooh.
And you're like, okay, fine, a flip phone. But this has a screen... like an iPhone. It's a foldable, full-on screen. The technology there is pretty sweet. The only thing is, listen to this. Apparently, the battery life is not great. The camera isn't that good. The screen is plastic, and the processor is slow. And it's $1,500. Oh. I was so excited until I just read a little bit further into the article, and now it's like, well, that's depressing.
You should get into sales, Stacey, because that sales pitch.
Wasn't it? Like, whoa, way up, and then boom, crashing down. The only thing that I can think of as a positive out of this is the ability to snap the phone shut when you hang up on somebody.
I miss that so much.
Like, it's so satisfying.
Like, the two best things about flip phones, the snake game.
Yeah.
Oh, snake was so fun. And hanging up on someone when you're angry and you're getting into an argument and you're just like, bye.
Not even the anger, just like the snapping itself. If you have some aggression, it might make it a little bit better. But yeah, just like the actual physical hanging up on somebody had a sound to it. Now with an iPhone, you just have to like aggressively tap your screen.
And like you can't get your frustrations out that way, because when you snap that flip phone, some of the aggression leaves you. You're like, that felt good.
Exactly.
You picture like the person is like a miniature version and they're inside the phone and you're like smashing them, you know? But with an iPhone, it's like, I'm really mad. Yeah, you know?
Not the same.
At least with handheld cordless phones back in like the 80s and the 90s, at least they had like a little beep and like a button, you know, when you're angry, beep.
You know, you could kind of get your aggression out that way. And like with the old school phones, I mean, those were the best to hang up.
Oh, absolutely.
Where you actually had the cord and everything and you just slammed it on the ground, or not on the ground.
Ground, on whoa.
The phone. Only when you're really angry do you just chuck that phone on the ground.
So I avoided a probable catastrophe this morning. I woke up at like 3:15. Tossed and turned a few times and was like, you know what? I'm just going to shut off my alarms and avoid, you know, having them go off, and I'll just get up for the day. Mm-hmm. So I do that, lay in bed for a little bit, catch myself falling asleep. I was like, okay, whoa, get up and go to the washroom. And while I'm in the washroom, I was like, man, wait a minute. It's Saturday. What am I doing? I was pretty much on my way back to the bedroom to go back to sleep. And then I looked at my phone and I was like, oh, it's Friday. In my mind, I was literally ready to go back to bed. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't glanced at my phone and saw that it was actually Friday, I would have been probably late for work.
See, for all you people who are like, oh, we're addicted to our phones, we're always looking at our phones, it paid off today.
Absolutely.
Because you looked at your phone and realized it's Friday. And if you hadn't have done that, I would have had to read the news, and that's good for nobody.
Or I would have been just so late that my whole day would have been awful.
It's the worst when your day is just ruined by being late. Everything's off for the rest of the day. You can't catch up. You're just like...
Well, and I was just so sure of myself. In the washroom, I was like, no, it's Saturday. Mm-hmm. Why would I do this to myself? Like, get back to bed!
You were super close to pulling a Homer Simpson.
I love these lazy Saturdays.
It's Wednesday, Homer.
Work! See, at least you were only one day off. Homer is off by like 4 days.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's behind the scenes with Stacy and Clayton.
Did you have crackers for supper last night?
I sure did.
That was behind the scenes with Stacy and Clayton. There was something in the air that
night. The stars were bright. Fajardo! We haven't done that yet. The Cody Fajardo theme
that
song.
That felt good.
And whenever we do it, the Riders win. Like, we always do it the Friday before a game or on game day, and we hadn't done it yet. So don't worry. We did the Cody Fajardo theme song. Now the Riders are guaranteed to win on Sunday. Speaking of the Rider game, if you're going to the game, don't be one of those people with the malicious chirps. Like, I know Zach Collaros is the starter for the Bombers, mm-hmm. and he used to play for the Riders. Don't be that guy who's like, hey, Zach, your brain scrambled eggs. Because no one likes that guy. Like, no one likes the aggressive chirps.
Yeah.
But everyone loves the funny chirps. Like, the chirps that are so not aggressive and so unfunny that they're actually hilarious. So you know the ones I'm talking about, Stacey?
Of course.
Hey, Adam Big Hill, your mother's spaghetti sauce is mediocre at best.
Ouch.
Like, if you're going to the game on Sunday, use that one. It'll catch their attention and everyone in the section will kind of laugh and giggle.
How about, hey, Zach Collaros, you've got decent hair.
Just decent.
Decent.
6 out of 10 at best.
Yeah.
Hey, Darvin Adams, you suck at Scrabble.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah, hitting them where it hurts.
Hey, Bombers, your name has bomb in it, which means you're destined to fail.
See, like, those ones are just kind of like, that's bad. Hey, Andrew Harris, you probably need the person riding shotgun to get out and help you when you parallel park.
Ouch.
Boom, roasted. Hey, Nick Dembski, you needed a nightlight until you were 16 years old.
Hey, Winnipeg, you're always cold in the winter. Sorry.
We're always cold in the winter. Right. Plus, we can't make fun of Winnipeg either. Because the last time we did that, remember the whole Price is Right fiasco?
Yes.
We ended up in the National Post.
I like to live on the edge.
Big day in the Croker household. We're getting a dog today.
That's so exciting.
The wife and I are going to pick her up. Her name is Kipper, by the way. Named after the best Calgary Flames goalie of all time, Mika Kiprusoff.
Okay.
Go Flames, go. I'm really excited. I've wanted a dog since I was like 9. And instead, my parents got us a cockatoo and a bunny.
Oh, those are very
the pets,
different.
Those are the pets I had growing up. And now I finally get a dog. I can't wait. Here's the thing. My wife and I have been shopping all week for this dog. We have mm-hmm. our whole house ready for it. We have the crate. We have the food and water dish. We have the treats, the bones.
Yep.
We've moved everything super high up off the ground. We're ready. But whenever we go shopping for the dog, whenever my wife sees one of those like dog sweaters or dog vests or clothes for the dog, she loses her mind. She's like, this is so cute. I need this. And I'm like, no, I don't want my dog to be the wearing clothes dog. I don't want that. And she wants it so bad. She wants to dress her up in outfits and have little photo shoots. And like at Halloween, that's fine. But it's going to be like a weekly thing, like weekly outfits. And whenever I see photos of dogs in clothes, you can just tell.
The pet hates their life at that time.
They're dying inside. Mm-hmm. Like they don't like it. And yet my wife is all for it. Some dogs love those little clothes, but I found that bigger dogs don't really like it.
Maybe as a puppy, it's okay. But like if the dog is 3 years old and it's still wearing outfits, that might be a little much.
Well, I just feel bad looking at the dog. Because again, you get those dog eyes where they, you know, they're not having a good time. And you're like, sorry, pal.
Please,
there's nothing I can
do. Save me.
So like, give me some advice here, dog parents. What should I do? What conversation should I have with my wife? Because I don't want my dog to be a vest wearing dog. With your dog, Lucy, right?
Yeah.
Lucy, did she ever wear clothes?
I knitted her a sweater once, and I was so proud of myself because it actually looked like a dog sweater. Put her on it, and she instantly rolled onto the ground and just laid there like a sausage.
See, that's the thing. Dogs don't like clothes. Mm-mm. Some do. Like the little tiny dogs, some of them love clothes.
Yeah.
But I find bigger dogs do not like clothes.
Well, they also don't need clothes. They have fur.
They have a built-in sweater.
Exactly.
Like, they won the clothes lottery. They never have to change their clothes. Here's the thing, though. In marriage, you have to have a compromise.
Right.
I don't want our dog to have clothes. She wants our dog to have clothes. So we came to a compromise, and our dog is going to have clothes.
Yes, I figured so.
Happy wife, happy life.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.